Hello, lesbians and gays and straights and everyone else. Hello. You're listening to Mo Lesbian Mafia. This is show number, 83. I'm your host, Sandy. I wanted to say that I have noticed on social media there has been a lot more awareness around fast food and, you know, these kind of big behemoth places like Starbucks and McDonald's. And, you know, I'm so happy to see that. And it's not because I don't like these places, because I am just as guilty as every other motherfucker out there that loves McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and Taco Bell. It's not that I don't know good food, but fast junk food to me is tasty. It just is. And it's quick, it's fast and in a hurry. And I would love nothing more than for, let's say, McDonald's, right? It's the most, I guess, popular. I would love for McDonald's to be like even 50% less toxic and poisonous. Like, remove the glyphosate, remove the fucking pesticides. If it costs you half a cent per fucking burger, spend the half. So if you don't make $10 billion per quarter, right? Maybe it'll be $9 million if you remove the pesticides and the poison that you're feeding us. Like, why would you think it's okay to just kind of overlook the fact that there's literal poison in the food? Why? I would love it. So it's not that I don't like this food. I do wish that they would try to pull back some of the poison. Like, why? Is it on purpose? Do you want, I'm going to be a conspiracy theorist, do you want to poison us? Are you guys all in cahoots with the healthcare system? And like, are you just trying to kill and make us sick? Or is it just a matter of your bottom line? I don't know. I don't know what it is. I wish I knew, but I'll say that I do wish that you guys made some kind of a plan for the future. Like, tell us, like, show us, say, look, we understand. I'll be McDonald's spokesperson for a minute. Listen, we know we've been poisoning you and we're sorry. We were too disgusting and we're sorry for being disgusting. And this is the plan. We're going to remove this by, you know, the next 10 years and in the next 20 years. And by the time I'm dead, maybe they'll be a little bit healthier. Like, and I don't know what they're saying with those potatoes, that they're GMO potatoes in the French fries, because the French fries do not taste the same. I'm sorry, McDonald's French fries do not taste the same. And I am guilty of occasionally I will go to McDonald's and I hate myself for it, but it's always when I'm having a weak moment. Okay, if you don't care about us, that, you know, you're massacring millions and millions of people, if you don't care about that, don't you care about your brand image? Like, and then now you want to charge $18, $20 for a fucking number one. Like, what is going on? What is going on? Anyway, so that's just my little rant, because I don't know what I'm doing with this show. I still don't know what I'm doing. So I have joined the gym again, thank you God, because I at least, you know, like, you feel like you're taking care of yourself. And so I'm always posting music on Twitter, but that's music that I'm putting in my bank for the gym. You know what I mean? When you get older, you take that shit to the gym and you're on the treadmill or the, I do the backwards elliptical. I can't do the forwards one because it hurts my knees. It's an elliptical, but you're going backwards and it puts less strain on my knees and my hips. So I don't know. I have a candle going since last week for my mom. I don't know. My mother was so beautiful. You know, if my mom knew that I was talking about her and I didn't tell you guys that my mother was very beautiful, she would kill me. But like, my mother was objectively a very beautiful woman. She looked like Monica Bellucci. I mean, she was gorgeous. My mother was just a beautiful woman. And it's so weird because you really realize what beauty is actually worth when you're watching your very beautiful mother suffer and die. That's like, what does it mean? Like, what does it, and even like in the nursing home, like every fucking man was up her ass. She was, it was crazy. All of them. They were all after her. And then she used to like to wear short, not skirts, like dresses, you know, like the dresses that a little Italian ladies wear. You know those dresses. If you're European, you know what dresses I'm talking about. Even if you're like Spanish, you know those dresses. And you, and they wear them in the house. I don't know why she liked those dresses. But anyway, she wouldn't wear them unless I went to the tailor and had them taken up over her knee. She was very funny, my mom, actually. It's so strange because prior to her getting sick, she had literally no sense of humor, especially with me. Like, no sense of humor. Anytime I said something funny or that I thought was funny or, let's say, humorous, she would be like, oh, that's, you're so stupid, Sandy. You know, like she would just completely. But then after she got sick, whatever, she thought I was delightful. And she has a very specific sense of humor that I've been catering to for the past 11 years. So, you know, mentally, I'm really in such a different place. And it's like I'm having a little bit of an existential crisis because after coming out of this, I really don't know who I am anymore. It's such a strange place to be in. I mean, I know I was doing the podcast and I know I wanted to do that. And it was crazy that I had to leave. Like, there was so many listeners back then. And it was like it was just all in such a short period of time. I had to just like turn the fucking mic off. I ended up throwing out all of that shit after a while. So, yeah. So I guess I will be trying to figure that out, maybe with you. So I don't know. I guess I'll leave it here for now. I don't like short podcasts. Like, I hate 10-minute podcasts. Like I want to hear them, you know, for more than 10 minutes, you know. But like, I don't know who I am right now and what I want to say. And there's like stuff that's like going on in the world that I'm trying to like just not even think about, because it's like, you know, come on. And with everything within the LGBT community, like everything's crazy there too. And it just feels like, what is there to talk about that won't end up turning into some kind of weird debate? And I'm so tired of all of that, you know, the kind of back and forth and the debating, and like, that's so exhausting. And I know that like people feel the need to have these conversations and fights, maybe, and maybe it is necessary. It probably is. I don't know. But I'm exhausted by it because I don't have a lot of energy for that kind of thing. So what else? So I guess I'll just leave it here for now. I am going to be back again. I'm going to try to keep it, you know, at least bi-monthly for now. And then hopefully I can, as I get into the swing of things and I figure out like what kind of a format I'm going to have, like what I'm going to do, eventually I plan on trying to post more frequently, at least once a week. Jesus Christ. I mean, come on, you know. All right. Well, thank you for listening. And I will be back. And I am so happy to be talking to you again. All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.